seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إن أصبركم على البلاء لأزهدكم في الدنيا.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "Verily, he who is most persevering in the face of adversity is the most abstemious from among you."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when we're talking about the beautiful dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, this divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam talked about affection and being considerate and kind to people. It is interesting, we find that the infallible and immaculate Imams, they really spoke about everything that you could imagine, whether it was the regular sciences or whether it was the spiritual sciences or religious sciences such as fiqh and jurisprudence and political, cultural, societal, individual matters. It is very amazing to see how these individuals and these Imams, of course, whose source of knowledge is the Almighty Allah, have such a vast array of knowledge and wisdom. It's really amazing and mind-boggling. And here, in response to showing affection and kindness towards people, when Imam al-Kazim was talking with his companion, we find that Imam al-Kazim says to him, showing affection to people
is half of intellect. Now, of course, here, you know, we might think that intellect, aql, rationality or logic or this kind of computerized decision-making process. But this intellect, half of it is being kind and showing affection and being considerate to people. So Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam here in this conversation with his companion is really telling us that if you are a person who has a high level of intellect, a person who has a high level of rationality and logic, if we want to call aql that as well, but an individual who has intelligence and who has this, again, high level of intellect, then the proof that they have a high level of intellect is that they show affection and they are considerate and they are kind towards people. It's interesting, in this very materialistic and temporal way of thinking that some of us are afflicted with, we think that a high level of intellect means, you know, I don't know, like they're a doctor or an engineer, or they're some kind of savvy politician, or they can solve the problems of the world. Perhaps this is the other half of intellect, but at least one half of intellect in reality, as Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam says, is showing affection to people. So if we have an individual who we believe or we imagine has a high level of intellect, but they do not show affection to people, then truly this means that they don't have half of their intellect. They are something else. They're not an intellectual. And what a beautiful way to describe intellect, and what a beautiful way to show the signs of true intellect, as Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam has done by saying that half of intellect, 50% of intellect, and aql, and this logic and rationality, is showing affection, kindness, and consideration towards people. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
When it comes to the analysis of the life of the Imam, one begins to understand that there were a number of challenges that were posed in his lifetime. What kind of challenges? He went through 5 Abbasid caliphs. Who were they? As-Saffah, Al-Mansur, Al-Hadi, Al-Mahdi, and finally Harun al-Abbasi. And during each and every caliphate of these particular 5 tyrants, the Imam Salamullahi Alayhi adopted a number of strategies and became very much influential within the community and within the Muslim Ummah. One thing that the Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim Salawatullahi wa Salamu Alayhi was very much distinguished at the onset was the fact that he wanted to purify the intentions as well as correct some of the moral indecencies that were prevalent within the society at that time. In which way? Imam alayhi salam would walk past a house in which music is being played. A servant outside is bringing the rubbish or the garbage. He asks her, the owner of the house that the music inside is being played, is he a slave or is he a master? She responds back by saying, indeed, he is a master. Imam alayhi salam would say to her, if he was a slave, he would have respected his master. And he moves on. The lady goes back. The man inside by the name of Bishr says to her, who did you speak to? She describes this man that she saw. She says he has thafanat. Thafanat means excess skin on his forehead. She says to him that he was so skinny when he was standing, I could see the wind somewhat moving his body and his aba. He immediately recognizes that this is a noble individual, a virtuous man. Tell me, what is it that he said? She responds back by saying that he said, if the man inside the house was a slave, he would have respected his master. That statement hit hard in the heart of this man, Bishr, who runs barefooted to catch Imam Musa ibn Ja'far and says to him, Sayyidi wa Mawlai, hal li min tawba.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.